First today, big news in Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. President Trump's former campaign chairman and chief strategist, Paul Manafort, and Trump campaign official and Manafort aide, Richard Gates, appeared before a federal judge this afternoon pleading not guilty to charges of conspiracy against the United States, conspiracy to launder money, and several others, a dozen counts in all. And another Trump campaign advisor, George Papadopoulos, has pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about a meeting with a professor with close ties to the Kremlin about dirt, quote-unquote dirt, on Hillary Clinton. Joining me from Washington is Bob Cusack, editor-in-chief of The Hill. Bob, thanks for being with us.
Hey, Tom.
Can we go first to Paul Manafort and Richard Gates? Conspiracy against the United States, what is at the heart of these charges?
There's a lot here. I mean, when you look, you break it down, there's money laundering, allegedly. This was not a big surprise because, remember, Manafort's home was raided in July. But basically, when you lobby for any type of foreign agent, you have to register with the Department of Justice. The indictment says that Manafort and Gates were both unregistered agents for this pro-Kremlin political party in Ukraine. They also retained lobbying firms and were allegedly not honest about what they were doing. And that the indictment really goes after Manafort specifically because of his quote-unquote lavish lifestyle. So the Mueller and his prosecutors are making the case that he was laundering more than $18 million through various bank accounts and he was not paying taxes on them, and also highlighting his lavish lifestyle, how much he was spending on rugs, for example. So this is a serious ramping up of the investigation and alleged crimes. It's very serious.
And Rick Gates, his aide and longtime colleague, the same charges against Mr. Gates?
Yes, that they were working in tandem and that they both were not honest about what they did. They both did not register with the Department of Justice. And so now it is important to note here that there is nothing in the indictment that shows what Manafort did or not knew when he was with the Trump campaign. Now, maybe that information is coming, but at the same time, it was not in this indictment.
The work done in Ukraine that he's in trouble for now with these charges was for Viktor Yanukovych, who was the former Ukrainian president, very pro-Russia politician, fled to Russia after he basically got thrown out there. Is there in these indictments any direct link between, at this point, between Paul Manafort Rick Gates and a charge of any kind of collusion with the Trump campaign that's named or cited here?
No, not yet anyway. And I think though we are at just the beginning, we're not at the end, and there's a long, long way to go. Now, there's been a lot of speculation that Mueller is trying, the special counsel here, he is trying to flip Manafort, that Manafort knows a lot of information and is not giving it up. So by putting this indictment in, which could lead to Manafort going to jail for the rest of his life, it's a lot of pressure to reveal or strike some type of deal of what he knew and to tell Mueller that. Now, for the record, both Manafort and Gates have pled not guilty.
Wouldn't the leverage, Mueller's leverage, have been greater before the indictment? I mean, he'd say, you know, if you don't help me, if you don't flip, I'm going to bring these charges up against you. Wouldn't it have been stronger then? Does this indicate that Manafort has held out on him?
Well, I think it does. It does suggest that Manafort has held out on him, but also that Mueller has, this information, if true, is very damning and is very serious. And, you know, especially when you're conspiring or allegedly conspiring against the United States and not paying your taxes and not telling the government what you're doing. Also, if you have foreign bank accounts, the indictment says there are reporting requirements that he did not follow. So I think he's just laying it out, and there were leaked reports that Mueller had told Manafort he's going to be indicted. Maybe Manafort didn't believe it, but now it's here.
And then Papadopoulos, George Papadopoulos. Who is he? What did he do? What did he plead guilty to?
This is interesting. He pled guilty for lying to authorities on it. He's a former campaign aide with the Trump campaign. Now, he and a Russian professor were in discussions soon after he joined the campaign, and the Russian professor allegedly offered, quote-unquote, dirt on Hillary Clinton. And then Papadopoulos, he tried to set up a meeting with higher-ups within the Trump campaign. But interestingly, that those meetings never occurred. So there's a lot, I think, a lot of questions that that indictment raises. And certainly that's the more interesting one as far as potential collusion. But again, there's no smoking gun on that point, on collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia.
But Papadopoulos has pled guilty. He said yes, that he told the FBI he talked to this professor before he worked for the Trump campaign. In fact, it happened while he was working for the Trump campaign, and he said guilty.
Yeah, and it's another indication that you can't lie to federal authorities, because you can just go to jail for just doing that. So obviously they had other information, and his story was not corroborating. And then he admitted that, yes, he did lie to them, which is a crime in itself.
Is there a clear signal in these indictments, these charges, and this guilty plea of where the Mueller investigation may be heading? Is there anything you can say?
It's tough to say. I think it's safe to say that this is heading somewhere, and Mueller is very serious about this. You know, before the indictments came down last week, there were some Republicans on Capitol Hill saying, well, maybe these investigations need to wrap up. It's been a long time. And remember, their congressional committees are also investigating.
Yep.
So
yep.
I think that we don't know yet, but we don't know the full story.
Bob Cusack, editor-in-chief of The Hill, with us today from Washington. Bob, thank you very much for being here.
Thanks, Tom.